about it as kind of a two-level wrecking ball, if you want to call it that. Trump, his role, whether this is conscious or not, I don't know. You can see what's happening. Trump's role is to ensure that the media and public attention are always concentrated on him. So every time you turn on a television, it's Trump. You open the front page of the newspaper, Trump. And in order to maintain, he's a con man, basically, a showman. And in order to maintain public attention, you have to do something crazy. Otherwise, nobody's going to pay attention to you. If you do normal things, we'll be back somewhere. So every day, there's one insane thing after another. And then, the media makes some crazy lie, you get the biggest crowd in history or something, the media looks at it and says, no, we're the biggest crowd. But meanwhile, he's on to something else, and then you go to that one. And while this show is going on in public, in the background, the wrecking crew is working. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, guys in the Capitol Rises, executive orders, government, that works for the benefit of the population. This goes from workers' rights to pollution of the environment, rules for protecting consumers, I mean, anything you can think of is being dismantled. And all efforts are being devoted, kind of almost with fanaticism, to enrich and empower their actual constituency, which is super wealth and corporate power, who are delighted. That's why the stock market goes up. Stock market has not much to do with the economy, but keeps booming because that's the rich people, and they love being granted. Now, the worst policies that he's carried out, the most dangerous, are barely discussed. Now, those are the two existential threats that we face. You have to face the fact that humans are now in a situation which has never arisen in human history. Now, this generation has to decide whether organized human existence is going to continue. And it's not a joke. It's global warming and nuclear war. Those are the major issues. They ought to be big headlines every day. And Trump's actions are making both of them much more dangerous. In the case of nuclear war, the policies are significantly increasing the threat of nuclear war. In the case of global warming, it's almost indescribable. Not only has the U.S. pulled out uniquely, alone in the world, it's pulled out from the international efforts to do at least something about it. But beyond that, it's the Trump administration is going out of its way to increase the threat. Listen to his State of the Union address. The only phrase about global climate was to talk about our beautiful clean coal, the worst polluter there is, which we have 1,000 years of it. Look at the new budget that's coming out. Sharply cuts research and support for any kind of renewable energy, more subsidies and support for the most polluting, destructive things. And it's not just Trump, it's the entire Republican leadership. So if you look at the 2016 election, at the primaries, every single candidate, not a single exception, either denied that global warming is taking place or said maybe it is, but we shouldn't do anything about it, which I think is worse. They were called the moderates, like in Kasich. And if you look at Trump himself, or say Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, and they know perfectly well that humans are causing global warming. In fact, Trump has golf courses all over. He hasn't built a wall in Mexico yet, and he's building walls around his golf courses to make sure that the sea level doesn't destroy them. Rex Tillerson was CEO of ExxonMobil. Since the 1970s, scientists at ExxonMobil have been, we now know they've been made public, forced to be made public. They've been producing severe warnings to the leadership about the effect of the use of petroleum on destroying the environment. So they all know about it. they're not doing anything about it, which is a level of criminality that is almost hard to find words to describe.